and welcome to season 2, episode 6 of Brawl Stars with Zoss and Ben.
I'm Zoss.
And I'm Ben. And today we're going to be going over the two new gadgets that just got added to the game, and also what the best builds for Edgar and Spike are, which those are the brawlers whose new gadgets got godded. So I guess, first off, we do need to tell you guys some news. On July 18th, we are leaving for a cottage for 2 weeks. We'll be gone.
So, if there's a 4-episode gap. We will record an episode
and set it so that it publishes right in the middle of our break. So
you can do that?
Yeah, you can set episodes.
What if there's, like, big news in Brawl Stars?
Well, then it'll be a little outdated.
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess we'll start out with Edgar, because his new gadget sucks. Mostly because his first gadget is just so needed for him.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason you're going to be playing his new gadget is if you're in like a really close range map, like some of the maps that you get in Map Maker. And so if you don't know what it does, it gets 2,000 extra health, and then it ticks down like 1,900, 1,800, 1,700, 1,500, 1,400. So it's like only good for like tanking like a big shot. Except you'd just way rather be able to get a super for free, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be good on, like, those maps where there's just water everywhere and you're just trying to finish a win games and solo showdown. So there's just, like, this one area where everyone spawns. So then...
Just any close range map.
Then you just have 2,000 bonus health.
Mostly just maps where your super doesn't really help much.
Mm-hmm. Actually, a super would help quite a bit, dodging a bunch of shots.
All right, and then his better star power is, I think, personal preference. Like, one of them makes him heal more for his punches, the other one just makes him slap the ground really hard.
I think, personally, that the slap doesn't do much damage, so it would be better.
1,000 damage.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem like enough. Yeah. But he does get it super often once he's got it once.
Not really. They sort of nerfed his, super recharge rate from his punches a lot. Mm. So, like, killing someone only gives him, like, half of it.
So. Well, he still charges it normally, so it's fine.
Yeah. But me, personally, I think I would prefer fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would, too?
Because his healing would... I said that the slap damage, I didn't think enough.
But then you said that, like, you get your super a lot or something. All right, so that's Edgar. Any star power you want, don't use his new gadget. It's a waste of... coins or gems or however you want to buy it.
Or if you're gonna just open a box and get it, just don't use that one unless you don't have the other one.
Yeah. And then for Spike, star power I think is gonna be personal preference, but his new gadget is definitely gonna be a lot better. So what this new gadget does, he puts down a little cactus. It's got 3,500 health. So if you hear a bunch of sneezing upstairs. And then when the cactus dies, an area around it as big as, like, Pam's turret, it explodes and gives 1,000 health to Spike's teammates. And this gadget is also healed by Fertilizer, Spike's star power. So what you can do, if you're about to, like, I don't know, you're either running away from someone or you're about to go into, like, a big fight and you want to spam all your shots, chuck down your Fertilizer, plop down your gadget. So what happens?
You're fertilizing your super.
If you stick behind your gadget and you're, like, fighting, like, someone like up close, they're gonna be hitting your gadget. It's gonna be healing from fertilizer. You're gonna be healing from fertilizer. When they kill your gadget, it's gonna explode, giving you health. And Spike does a ton of damage, so they'll probably be dead by that time. So that's just a really cool combo you can do with that. And then also, it's just gonna be great against longer range brawlers, because like you can, you know how you can use like a bow totem or a Bia, honey pot thingy.
Can be like a double tank thing too.
Yeah, it like can like tank two Piper shots instead of just one, or it can tank like three Jesse shots. No, that doesn't make sense. It can tank. What's the brawler that would take three shots to kill that? Brock can tank three Brock.
Yeah,
shots.
I wasn't sure how much Brock did.
Oh, you know what? This is gonna be really good when the Surge teleports on you. Because he three shots the gadget. Mm. Yeah, so this gadget definitely gonna be better. Except for a few select circumstances, the other one's gonna be better. So the other one, he just shoots out a bunch of spikes from him in three waves. And once I activated this gadget, right as an edger jumped on me and showed him, and he just got deleted. I also have done this when a crow jumped on me. He also got deleted. It doesn't happen every time, though. You gotta be, like, right next, like, right, like, in, like, the same square as them.
It's also very good on top of the high safe, so in, like, that map maker map where there was all the jumpers and you just jumped on the safe and, like, Carl was good there.
50-50?
Yeah, popping pincushion was great there.
And also, it's like, it's really good in Siege against the Siege robot, because you can just sit in the middle and go pew, 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 and then Siege robot just got dealt 15,000 damage. It's also good on a few close-range heist maps.
It does 15,000 damage?
If you hit all the spikes of every wave, it actually deals 15,600. And, so yeah, popping pincushion going to be good on a very select amount of maps and modes. But all the other types you use, life plant and star power. I think if you're using life plant, it's personal preference. But if you're using a popping pincushion, well, most of the time you're going to be wanting to use curveball, but,
If you're playing showdown, like
fertilizer might be better with popping pin cushion because you can chuck down your super to get the heals, and you can run in and use your popping pin cushion. But that's only, like, against, like, a high safe or a siege robot that you're going to be wanting to use fertilizer and popping pin cushion.
And also your super, since you're going to be using it to slow people down and give you heals, slow down could also, make it easier to popping pin cushion correctly because they'll be slow, so you can get on them better.
Yeah, so I think the build I'm going to go with from now on is going to be life plant and fertilizer, but it's really up to you. Excuse me. I don't even know if you heard that, but I did. What build do you think you would go with?
I would probably use fertilizer. I probably wouldn't get much use out of it. Just curveball isn't amazing.
It is amazing, but
it depends on how good you are.
No, it's not. It's the most brainless star really? Power.
No, I'm talking about, like, against it. Like, if you're shooting against pros, then they're probably fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's also, here, I'll give you a quick tip on how to dodge curveball. So, you know how you can, like, sort of, like, tell when a spike ball is going to explode at the end of the range? Well, I can anyways. I don't know if you guys can. But, so if you don't know, like, his spikes always explode in a fixed position. So, like, two diagonally at the bottom, two diagonally at the top, and then two out on the sides. So you run it right as it explodes into one of those spaces. And then just as it explodes, you run back out at, like, a tile. And it'll help you dodge curveball a lot more if you're being a lot bigly annoyed by it.
Do you know what I mean? Just thinking right now. I'm thinking that you're just going to run into the bullet if you do that. It just depends on what's faster. Like,
here, we'll put a demonstration video on YouTube. It'll be like 5 seconds long. You can see what it is there.
It might take like a couple records.
No,
it won't. It could.
Oh, wait, yeah, but you don't have Spike, so.
No.
Want me to just play on your account so that.
Okay.
I can do it.
Yeah. Or I could just attempt dodging it many times until I do. Well, I have dodged it before, like, twice.
Yeah, so it's luck a lot of the time, though. All right, yeah, but that's going to be it for this episode. I don't know what I said like first. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like a bunch of videos, comment a bunch of videos, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, even if you don't listen there. But if you have an iPhone, please do that, or a Mac. Something Apple. And that'll be it until next time.
Yes, thank you if you have already done those things.
Yes.
And if you dislike us, well, that hurts my feelings.
So friend code is in the description for me. If you want a friend sauce, join Mushroom Pengin. His name is Moop Sauce there.
I already have 19 friends, so I might have to kick some friends.
I have no clue how many friends I have.
I have 19.
Goodbye, children.
Bye.